Developed by distinguished professors and professionally narrated by an experienced practitioner for accuracy, this course is a valuable tool when preparing for your emergency medical technician or EMT exam. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you need to know to succeed on the test. The material is accurate, up to date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we'll be covering: airway, respiration, and ventilation, cardiology and resuscitation, trauma, medical, obstetrics, gynecology, EMS operations. The course ends with a comprehensive test covering the top 100 most commonly tested questions on the EMT exam with the correct answers. We have also included a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all of the figures, charts, and graphics we'll be reviewing in the audio. The purpose of this course is to help a prospective EMT pass their EMS certification examination. This course covers each of the five sections an EMT must be familiar with as a practicing professional. This includes airway management and topics related to heart disease and cardiac resuscitation. Trauma and other medical emergencies frequently encountered by the EMT are covered as well. Finally, EMS operations are covered, including things like maintaining and operating an emergency vehicle and having control over the scene. The topics covered in Section 1 of the course are airway, respiration, and ventilation. As an EMT, airway management is a vital task associated with assessing and transporting a patient. Some patients will only need an airway and have the ability to ventilate on their own. Others will be unable to ventilate and require interventions such as the bag valve mask and endotracheal intubation. It is crucial to be able to identify a patient in respiratory distress, which will be covered in this section. Identifying and managing serious disorders like upper and lower airway emergencies are within the job description of the EMT. The most severe respiratory emergencies include respiratory failure and arrest, which are discussed in this section. Section 2 of the course covers the topic of cardiology and resuscitation. This includes the evaluation and management of chest pain, including acute coronary syndrome. There is also a discussion regarding cardiac arrhythmias and their management. Cardiac arrest protocols are covered, as are stroke and stroke-like symptomatology. Post-resuscitation care is an important part of EMS practices and will be covered. Finally, syndromes of hyper and hypotension secondary to cardiac causes are discussed. Section 3 in this course examines the EMT's role in trauma. In traumatic situations, the EMT is often one of the first skilled responders on the scene. They must be able to effectively detect and manage internal and external bleeding, chest and head trauma, and orthopedic injuries such as fractures of the extremities or spinal column. Issues of head, neck, facial, and spinal trauma are often seen together in a trauma situation. On many occasions, the EMT must handle the complexities of multi-system trauma, which must be handled in a specific order, ranging from the most severe to minor traumatic injuries in the multiply injured patient. Section 4 of the course covers a wide range of topics, including various medical, obstetric, and gynecologic emergencies. The section starts with coverage of the various neurological emergencies the EMT deals with and progresses to a discussion of abdominal emergencies. Immunological, infectious disease, and endocrine emergencies must be understood by the EMT so the patient can be managed in the pre-hospital setting. Psychiatric emergencies are important to manage, as well as emergencies related to toxicological exposures. Hematology and genitourinary emergencies are discussed in this section. Finally, emergencies related to obstetrics and gynecology are examined. The goal is to have a broad base of medical knowledge regarding the majority of medicine-related conditions. Section 5 in the course explores EMS operations. There are numerous aspects of EMS work that are not directly patient care related. For example, the EMT must maintain the ambulance and keep the equipment operable. There is also a need to learn how to operate a first responder vehicle or ambulance in an emergency. At each and every scene, there is a need to establish leadership to maintain control over the circumstances. If there are incidents at the scene, the EMT needs to learn how to resolve them. Sometimes emotional support is just as important as medical support, both for the patient and their loved ones. It is also the EMT's responsibility to maintain adequate community relations, for example, by teaching injury prevention. Some EMTs are also administrators and need to manage a team of EMTs of varying skill levels. As many protocols in EMS change, the EMT is responsible for professional development, which is covered in this section.